Okay, nice to meet you, everyone. My title for this study is, as you've seen, Use of Mobile Phone Services for Preventing HIV/AIDS and STDs in Southern Africa and Beyond. I especially focus on, Zimbabwean workers in Botswana. I visited Botswana last year, so this study is from my experience in Botswana. The population in Botswana has been growing, not because of Botswana its own population growth, but the population movement from Zimbabwe. Population influx in Botswana was by basically the collapse of the Zimbabwean national economy and political instability from the early 2000s. Even though I say early 2000s, the symptoms of economic problem and political problem has been detected from the middle of 1990s. But from the early 2000s, we saw the visible population movement from Zimbabwe to Botswana. And that massive population movement brought many problems in Botswana, including social problem, political problem, and economic problem. The Botswana government provides 3 months of work permit for all Zimbabwean people. But the Zimbabwean population in Botswana want to be work in Botswana more because there is no job in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe economy was ranked in 2008, I remember, 215th out of 225. In WTO's analysis. It's very, Zimbabwean economy was really collapsed and people are trying to get a job in outside of Zimbabwe, including Botswana and South Africa and other countries. From the public health perspective, the risk is that the Botswana, as you know, has really high HIV/AIDS infection rate. Most, almost a quarter of total population has been infected by HIV/AIDS and TB, tuberculosis currently. So the Zimbabwean population movement into the land of HIV/AIDS expose great public health risk internationally. Having those background, the purpose of my study, my presentation, is to demonstrate specific strategies for mobile phone-based public health interventions. And also, I would like to discuss how the fast adoption of mobile phone and new communication patterns among the immigrants create advantages and obstacles for public health interventions from the diffusion perspective. My presentation, my study is based on the theory of diffusion of innovation. Diffusion is defined as a process in which an innovation is communicated through certain channel over time among the members of social system. Here, in definition, we can identify 4 important elements in diffusion: innovation and communication channel, and time and members of a social system. Here, innovation means not only actual object that is perceived as new by an individual, but also the concept of innovation in the theory includes information, practices, ideas, pretty much anything that is perceived as new by an individual. But the important thing in understanding innovation in the theory is an innovation is not necessarily an innovation in a society. That could be an innovation on an individual. If an individual is exposed to a new information or innovations that is prevail in the society, that is still an innovation in diffusion of innovation theory. Second, the communication channels. Communication channels really contribute to diffusion of innovation. So we will talk about communication channel a little later because we are dealing with mobile phone use, mobile phone based diffusion strategy. And time. Time is important. Most diffusion studies is trying to shorten the time of diffusion of an innovation, which means we want to accelerate the speed of diffusion of information, innovation, and practices. Because in public health perspective, people are dying out there, you know, with HIV and tuberculosis and other diseases. So the task of diffusion project in public health is to diffuse innovation as soon as possible to the target group. Members of a social system presents the idea of cultural difference. People in different cultures think differently and behave differently. So in terms of designing diffusion strategy, culture is really critical matter. We have to understand their culture first and create the relevant diffusion strategy to disseminate prevention information or healthcare information necessary. Previously, I emphasized the role of communication channel. Communication channels could be divided into two categories. We use media and we use interpersonal communication, largely. The purpose of media strategies and interpersonal strategies in public health could be the same. We spread the information and we try to implement the behaviors based on the information that we are disseminating. But the difference, there are certain differences between media strategies and interpersonal strategies in diffusion, in terms of diffusion. Media strategy is very good to disseminate information as many people as possible at a certain point of time across many places. So media, many people try to use media strategies as many as possible and as effective as possible. But there are some obstacles or difficulties or ineffectiveness in use of media strategies because we are often experiencing too much information on a certain issue that we need, right? For instance, let's suppose you want to get a new car. What do you want to do? I would get some information from internet, and I watch TV advertisement and get some brochures and flyers, all these things from media. And let's suppose I make a decision on I'm going to purchase, I'm not advertising, but Chevy Malibu. Okay, and next day I go to my workplace and I talk my decision with my peer, and my peer said, "Hey, don't do that. You know that broke down a lot. You know, in my information search, that car is perfect, but my peer told me it's not good. That pretty much characterized the strength of interpersonal strategies." Media strategies can deliver information, but less make an effectiveness in people's decision-making in terms of especially the behavioral change. That delivers information, but interpersonal strategies in terms of diffusion contribute to people's decision-making, behavioral decision-making. That's the strength of interpersonal strategies. But interpersonal strategies has difficulties in terms of time and space, because interpersonal communication means like a face-to-face communication usually. Mobile phone. I'm suggesting the use of mobile phone for disseminating, for preventing HIV/AIDS prevention information among the target group. Mobile phone is very unique because mobile phone has both types of strengths, from media strategies and interpersonal strategies. Mobile phone is apparently a media tool, but then media tool encourages interpersonal communication. So mobile phone is very unique in, I believe, in disseminating HIV/AIDS prevention information among the target group. Why mobile phone in Botswana? Because many people has mobile phone as other countries. Population of Botswana is less than 2 million. But in 2008, the mobile phone adoption rate reaches 1.5 million. In comparison with landline phone, which is landline phone adoption, which is 142,000 only, the mobile phone adoption rate is really larger than any other communication tools. I show you a graph showing the diffusion of mobile phone and adoption of mobile phone. From 1998 to 2005, the adoption, mobile phone adoption rate has been really skyrocketing. Within 7 years, the adoption rate has been like more than 20 times as much within 7 years. So when I visited Botswana, I was expected, like, people are poor, and especially the immigrants, especially illegal immigrants from Zimbabwe, and could be poor and nothing on hands. But it was very interesting that many people holding the mobile phone on the street and use the mobile phone very frequently. That shows the possibility, that shows the potentials that we can use mobile phone-based intervention for preventing not only HIV/AIDS but other infectious diseases. Specific to this study, I collected field data in Gaborone, Botswana in 2009. Since there was less information in terms of who they are, how they live, and other basic information, I used ethnography first to understand their lives as a foreign immigrant, legal and illegal, and try to identify their communication pattern so that I can identify the strategy for diffusing disease prevention messages. The findings include interpersonal culture, individual needs, and social influence and force and symbol of new life. I explain this thing one by one. The Zimbabwean community in Botswana was really built upon the interpersonal culture. If they have any leisure time or small break time, they talk individually. They really love to talk and see face to face and hang out together. So I see really strong interpersonal culture among Zimbabwean immigrants community in Botswana. And they need, in one sense, they need mobile phone, because one of the regions or only regions that they come across the border is economic reason. They want to make money. So what they want to do first after coming across the border, they need job information. They need communication with peers in that country. So in order to get more or better job information, they really love to have a mobile phone. That's why many of them, even though they do not have a place to live, they do not have any things other than mobile phone. They really try to get mobile phone, and the mobile phone system in Botswana is like many people use prepaid card rather than contract phones. So if receiving calls are for free, so people do not pay for receiving calls. So that could be also a potential that we can disseminate the messages, the health promotion messages or prevention, disease prevention messages through mobile phones. And social influence force, and combining symbol of new life. The mobile phone has been a symbol of new life among people in a new country. In Zimbabwe, they told me they didn't have a mobile phone or any technology belonging to them. But in a new place, Botswana, they received Botswana as a very rich country. So as a people who live in Botswana, they want to have mobile phone and showing mobile phone proudly. So that's really a symbol of a new life. And often people regard others who have a mobile phone as opinion leaders, informal opinion leaders. Whenever they get some job information or housing information, they call to other people and check the if the job is safe and well paid or there is no exploitation in job places. So, these findings really encourage us to consider mobile phone-based intervention for disseminating prevention messages. Now I'm presenting why mobile phone could be effective in terms of diffusion of disease prevention message, HIV/AIDS, and other infectious disease. People really frequently use mobile phones. So that frequency of communication means frequency of receiving information. They really frequently check if they have any calls or any messages or any texts. I observed that many business advertising texts has been arrived on mobile phones. So that frequency really encourage us to consider mobile phone-based intervention. And mobile phone has many communication tools, including like text or emoticon or other ways of communication. So we can design many diverse communication tools in disseminating the disease prevention messages using text and emoticon. Text is really cheaper than call in Botswana, so many people use text and check the text frequently. And information immediacy and communication immediacy. Their lifestyle is pretty much shaped by their working. From Monday to Friday afternoon, they work. And their social time is Friday night and Saturday night. And Sunday, they prepare the next day. So they usually hang out with friends interpersonally on Friday night and Saturday night. And go to bar and drink and have sex or some risky behavior, show some risky behaviors. Then what could be the most effective communication channel that reaches them on that time, on that place. You know, that's important for disease prevention, right? So, since they hold mobile phone all the time, no matter they are working or drunken, the mobile phone could be the best media tools or communication channels that disseminate and that prevent risk behavior on Friday night, Saturday night, on bars, restaurants, or friends' house. So information immediacy and communication immediacy is great. Okay. If we can use mobile phone-based intervention and identify their communication networks and use the communication network, that's going to be really sustainable intervention because Zimbabwean people move by jobs, so they frequently move here and there, and their stability in terms of housing is not really high. So they're moving and but they try to receive information from others, any kind of information. In their mobile life, what could be the tools, communication channels for receiving healthcare information? Mobile phone. So, and mobile, since mobile phone is very popular in Botswana society, if we can create mobile phone-based intervention, that can be used not only Zimbabwean people, but also Botswana in Botswana citizens. So, and last, the mobile phone, the strength of mobile phone, one of the strongest merit of using mobile phone in terms of health intervention is that overcomes the limit of time and space, and we can reach them on the time that we need to intervene their lives. So, you know, their phones are not new. They, the mobile phones used in Botswana are most imported from other parts of world, used one. But they are still catching signals, which means we can disseminate our sign to them on their time and on their spaces. Thank you very much.